God, be worthy. Help us today. Let your spirit be upon us. Right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Glory to God.
Amen. Hi. So, this is level, that was level one. Now I'm going on level two. It just gets better. Amen. The beginning is small, but the latter end of Job, the Bible says, he had twice. So we had, but we're going to have more. Jesus, hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We sang a song that says, I'm not going to go back.
Yeah.
One thing about me
is they took off my reverse.
Yeah.
It's only forward.
Oh,
no reverse. Amen. My pastor says, you're at a point of no return. You know what he was saying? We were up on a museum, Gomaja, and I said, I'm going to go preach, and he came all the way. Flew about 2 days later. And he said, you serious? I said, I am. We were looking out there, and he said, you know, you're at the point of no return. In another way,
yeah.
I'm going to take off your reverse. You're not coming back. So, amen. God, Bible says, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching. There are lots of good things in store. And even today, it's what you... If you come hungry today,
yeah.
If you have a need today, if there's something that's just not right, Jesus is here today.
Jesus is here, right?
And he can fix it.
Right.
He can do it. Yes. Luke chapter 4. If I would read, you can just sit out and be all right. That will be our text. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do a great work. Amen. Well, our water is ready. Anybody want to be baptized in Jesus' name?
Yeah.
Every time I finished preaching at home, I would then say, does anybody want to be baptized in Jesus' name? Well, I'm going to. I'm baptized. I go, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Baptized. Luke chapter 4. Ah, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, people read their Bible so fast they use their computer things. However, I don't know how to use it. So I do it the old school. Hallelujah. All right, there. There I am. Hallelujah. Now, we're reading where Jesus got up and read at the temple. Because it was for him to stand up and read. And this is what he read to the people. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. To the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives.
Uh-huh.
And recovering of sight to the blind.
Yes, sir.
To set liberty to them that are bruised.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is a verse where Jesus was just quoting and reading it to the people. Amen. That the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. Did anybody got the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Bible says, when the Spirit of the Lord has come upon you, he shall receive power.
Yeah.
You shall receive power. Now, power to be witness. Power to go out there and be a witness for Jesus Christ. And we have a gospel, and there's no other gospel.
That's right.
This is the only gospel that can save. This is the only gospel that can pick up a poor man and bless him. Now, when you say poor, sometimes people think that we preach prosperity or whatever that is. Getting more money. But actually, poor and getting to know the Lord means a better life.
Right.
A better life. And then finances, God has the best way when it comes to how to learn how to do finance. He's got it all. So when we talk about the gospel, we, the people of the Lord, born again, amen, we have what the world needs.
Yes.
And sometimes, and I see it around here, is, you know, you put somebody and you put a makeup on a man or a woman today, doesn't matter. You don't know the difference. You know, you put a makeup on, and then you put those, whatever the eyelash. I mean, you put all kinds of painting on him, and you cannot hardly recognize who's behind all that.
All right.
But you take him off, and then, I mean, you see the real person.
Right.
Yeah. So, in today, we're living in a world that's just so much painting.
Yeah.
They have put it on to where you don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
And it's hard to, you cannot, you look at somebody, you don't think they have needs.
Yeah.
But if God would,
yes.
At times he has done it.
There you go.
And show the preacher the heart of those that are in the building.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm telling you what, there are broken hearts in this place.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Broken.
There are moms and dads that have thought about the week about their children.
All right.
I got a baby, what am I gonna do? I've been in bars and I've done some things that I'm ashamed of, but God has delivered me.
Yeah.
And when a mom and a dad get serious and looking at their child, raising up a child in a dark world, they says, oh God, I don't want my child to walk into a bar.
Right.
I don't want my child to be in, you know, relationships and one after the other.
Right.
But the only answer is with us. We have the power to deliver.
Yeah.
We have what it takes to bring him out of that.
Yeah.
And it's only, I have given you the gospel.
Yeah.
It's the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Mission on Christ, Kalibu on Christ, himself be you on Christ.
Amen.
When you repent, kill the old man.
Yeah.
When you bury, him. When you well up, when you get out of your mother, when you baptize, amen, when you tell him, show up man and go on. Share up with you, that's the newness of life.
Yeah.
Amen. You believe it?
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to do this preaching and schooling class 101. Okay. When I say it, you say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll put the fire in my feet. I got it. Hallelujah. So, you know, preaching is exciting.
Amen.
You get the Holy, you get the anointing, and you know, just your feet want to take off.
Yeah.
And I got to coordinate my feet and body with my mind and with the anointing. That's the way it is, really. You just want to go, blah, but you got to space it. So you and I, sitting in the church, going to the church, and sometimes you don't realize that the whole world, and there's a mom out there and in here that's saying, God, you sent me help.
Yeah.
You sent me somebody to get me out of this mess.
Yeah.
Or you sent me somebody to teach me how to raise my children. Now, I talk about the global revival, and as from experience, when I came from Marshall to United States, and when you come on to the other side, they, you're out from your family, relatives, culture, everything about you is gone. You get to the other side, you know nobody.
Right.
And first you're thinking is, all right, God, if you're out there, I mean, help me out. If you could, just send me an angel, all right?
Yeah.
Send somebody to help me.
Send somebody to help me.
But you got it. You got it.
We are the one.
How come I don't hear it? Because all I get is so many paintings. Yeah. So many voices in the world.
Yeah.
so many things to do.
Yeah.
But if you keep the main thing,
yes.
Would you seek ye first the kingdom of God?
All
right. Where is that? Beginning of prayer.
All right. Yes.
Then you're going to get some. The first voice you're going to hear is the Lord's voice.
Yeah.
You won't hear nothing else but God.
Yes.
And when he died on the cross, that's the pinnacle.
Yes.
When he died on the cross, that was the heartbeat of God Almighty.
Right.
What it is? So when they raised me up, so the people can go.
Yeah.
And he come. So that's what you're going to hear when you pray.
Yeah.
You go out there. There are people out there in need.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So the gospel. We have the gospel.
Yeah.
You and I have what it takes. You just have to shut all that voice out of the world.
All right. Yes, sir.
Bible says we are more than conquerors. And we are.
Right.
Why do you believe it? Because if God said it, it's your age.
Right.
If God said it, he means what he said. God don't lie. You're not a lie.
Right.
We are more than conquerors. It's nothing hard we cannot do. We can do it all through Christ.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So the preach, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach to them, anoint me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, there are so many poor people out in the world. You got to look. You just got to look. You just got to look. Look beyond that painting.
All right.
Look beyond the cars.
Yes, sir.
Look beyond the suits.
Yeah.
I think I'm ashamed right now. Okay. All right. My wife says, make sure you don't take off your shoe because you got some spots in your head. All right, there. But that was the whole reason why I put this on. She goes, don't put that on. I haven't washed that. That's all right. Give me the one. You don't see the spot, but it's there.
Yeah.
You don't see it. You don't see the pain.
All right.
You don't see the cry.
All right.
But it's there.
It's there. It's there.
All you got to do is, I got what it takes.
Yes.
You'll be surprised who you talk to.
Yes, yes,
yes.
If you're poor in material things, which we are back at home, well, does God bless? Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Come to teach you how to read finance.
Oh, yeah.
He'll teach you everything that's in the book. And then you're going to be blessed. You won't have $1 million and $1 billion, which we want that. But he's going to teach you how to, like he said, you give me your eyes, I won't come back here. Why? You give a man, you teach him how to fish, he's going to fish.
Yeah.
He's going to do it for himself.
Yeah.
But if you keep giving him fish, I'll be coming back for more fish.
Yeah.
I'm coming back to preach. There's a great work here.
Amen.
Now, for those who are poor, poor in spirit, the world out there is poor in spirit.
Yeah.
And we are so blessed, we need to tell them about what we got.
Yes, amen.
And the devil always says, well, you can't do it. Well, you this and that. No. He gave us the power.
Amen.
He gave us the power.
Yes, sir.
To go out there hockey. Now, I'm going to say this because this is so true. When I walked through those doors in LaGrande, Oregon, I came to God. Because I was way down there.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my hair combed. I had my smile on. I had my best shirt on. And the best shoes I had. Walked through that door. But on the inside. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
If anybody could help me. I need help. I got my children. I got no place to go. I can hardly make any money. I don't know how to spend it. I work at McDonald's. And, oh, God, it's always behind, always needing help. But on the outside, big old smile. On the inside, how high? How are you? I'm doing all right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on.
Now, when you came, let me say that. When you came,
real.
You didn't come because you were on top of the world.
Right.
We didn't come because, man, we're on top.
All right.
We came because we're on down there.
Amen.
There's a need.
Yes.
Well, then let's change it the other way. God help you with the gospel. You're on your feet. Yes, you're going to fight battles. Yes, we're going to have weaknesses, but we got God. We got the blood. He washes. He picks you up when you're down. You come back. The world has beat you up. The pastor preaches. You got up, and you keep going again. Yeah. What about the others?
Right. Yeah.
Just think about it. If I came that way and you came that way, who came today? Who came today?
All right.
And who's new today?
Yeah.
Don't worry if you're new, because we've been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Yes.
To tell them about you can be set free.
Yeah.
You can be set free.
Come on.
How do I got set free from being poor? They told me how to tithe. They told me how to use my money wisely.
Right.
And I quit spending it on cigarettes and all kinds of stuff. Well,
yeah.
Let's keep the hand on the hand. Yeah. Give it to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we got power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got power. Now, I'll say this because this is the only illustration I can do. I can do it best, maybe, but I'll use this for now. Because this is America and I see all signs of Superman. I go to the store, Superman. I see kids running around, Superman. I look at the Spider-Man. I look over there, Batman. Superman, will you Superman? I'm trying to say that we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
And we have the power to deliver people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now when Superman gets into a bind, and it's so hard, and he can't get out of it, what does he do? He just rips his shirt up, which I want because I got only three. I bought only three for this traveling. But he tears it up. That's good to laugh. I knew your lesson. When he tears it up, he sees the letter S. And all of a sudden, his eyes, he can see through wall.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, his hands got stronger.
Yeah.
He could squeeze metal and they just turned to dust.
Yeah.
And then his legs got faster.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I get the anointing, feet when I take off. I'm old enough together.
Come on.
Amen. So he tears an S and then he flies. And he go through buildings. And he chew rocks and dust.
Yeah.
He takes anything that comes to him.
Yeah.
Well, that's Superman. But when God give you the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And gave you the gospel. You pray.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you cannot fix.
All right.
There is no situation that's too hard for you. And there's nobody coming in here that you can help them. How? Why do you know that? When I first read the Bible, first time in my life I read, seriously read it, I came to a man by the name of Apostle Paul. He was Saul of Tarsus. And I read about him. And then I see the things he go through. They let him down. They stone him. He got out there in the ocean. First thing I think of is shark, eaten by shark. And I've seen sharks bigger than a 20-foot boat. I have. Me and my pastor. He said, get my pastor. Said, he's adventurous. He said, get close enough so I can touch it. I said, no! Get out of here! He said, just take me close enough so I can touch it. We don't touch no shark. You're a better lion. So, let's get back. Gotta throw this in so I can see. You won't go.
All right.
So, yo, we are, like Paul. He goes through all this. They stoned him. They thought he was dead. They left him. Then he gets up. I'm thinking, oh, it's pretty good. Then I ran to another place. He was in a ship. And he broke, flowed 3 days, and then got offshore. And a poisonous snake bit him. And he didn't die. I kept reading this guy who was like, he's not gonna die. And before I get to the end of the story, listen up now. I said, I wonder, where is Apostle Paul today? I'm sure the guy's not dead. They tried to kill him, but he can't die. They put him in prison, he just get out.
Yeah.
They chain him up and the chains break. He's like Superman.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my, hey, Superman in the Bible. He's by the name of Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
My goodness, where did he get all that power? I'm reading this and I'm thinking to myself, I am sure some of these days I'm going to meet Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
Because he's still alive today.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to the end of the story, I know that he died. But I knew by reading the story, but what he had, I got.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
What he had, I have.
Yes.
You have it.
Right.
And what can, how can I get it out of me? You, some of you are looking at me like, yeah? Really? I got it? And how do I turn my shirt over and get that S out?
Yeah.
How do I get it? On your knees.
Oh yeah. Hello.
When you pray. I'm telling you, you can see somebody walking in you, and if you got the burden, you can kneel down and God fill them with the Holy Ghost before you know it.
Wow. Before you know it.
Their eyes are gonna be watery. The tears coming out.
Yeah.
You haven't done nothing, you just knelt down and you tear up that letter.
Come on.
Prayer.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they're in the altar. It might not happen in one day, but eventually, Superman didn't get his enemies right away.
Right.
Hey, we have what it takes.
We got what it takes.
Hallelujah. No, brother.
And when you are in the air, he says, you're preaching like I don't got. No, I'm encouraging you. I'm telling you, you got it. And the people that are listening to them, they're going, really? You mean I can get out of this? You mean these people have been where I am?
Yeah.
Yes. We have a Jesus that can set you free. Amen. Well, sometimes it's so hard to read and look and see the inside. But if you forever pray, you'll see it. And every couple, you want to win them, you get to the kids. And you got their hearts.
Amen.
Right.
So if nothing, when I was sitting at church, all I could think of is, man, now I'm going to do it with my kids. Hallelujah. If you're here today, you're a family man. And where's your family? Why would you come? Bible, but gospel, Amen. He's your God that can do it. Bring deliverance. And we have it.
Yes.
On every end, if you're brokenhearted.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we preach that. And, you know, some people listen. You listen and we say, how can repentance and how can baptism in Jesus' name and how can infilling of the Holy Ghost, how could that change me in my condition? How can it help my children? Just how? Well, it's so easy to explain it. You plant a seed, you don't know what's happening beneath that soil.
Right.
You don't know what's taking place, but you believe that if I bury it, if I put it under the soil and water it, it's going to grow.
Yeah, you got faith.
If you repent, it's going to grow.
Yes, sir.
If you baptize in Jesus' name, there are things happening on the inside.
Lord.
Only this gospel can do it. And only you and I, we have it. We have it.
Yes.
We have it.
Yeah.
We can break doors. We can do it. You just got to do it. You just got to do it. You've got to do it. Why? Because only the gospel can bring out the poor, set people brokenhearted, and can set liberty those that are captive. Captive. Whoa, what kind of hold of me? I mean, today people are just bound. There are scars you cannot see from bad, bad something happened. and they're looking for healing. You got the healing. You got the gospel. Hallelujah. Oh, God, if you need God, if you need help today, amen, it only takes you. I will repent. I will baptize in Jesus' name, and He'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. God can do it today like He did it yesterday. Amen. We, if you're here today brokenhearted, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ can do it. Jesus Christ can do it. Back in the islands, we make basketball courts, we make tennis courts. We did spend money only because this is what they say. If we could take our young kids from drugs, we better replace. We give them basketball. We better give this and that. And from teen pregnancies way up there, 12 years old, 14 years old, very sad. How can we? They said, if we have more things for them to do.
All right.
Next year roll around, that percentage, that number, still sky high. But you get a kid or a father, that's a nightmare for a father. If you're a father today, and you have a child in your hand, I know your nightmare is my nightmare. You don't want to see your kid or your baby grow up to be in the bars and doing all things that you've done. Yeah. You don't want that. Well, I've got an answer. Jesus Christ, the gospel, can do it. Is he willing to do it? Oh yeah, he did it to me. He'll do it for you. Hallelujah. We fight for a lot of things, but when it comes to our kids, you die for them. I die for mine. You die for yours. So I'm telling you, nothing new. If only nothing for us, I'm going to repent. I'm going to be baptized in Jesus' name. I'm going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? So I could be like Superman. Put my kids get into a bind. Deliverance by prayer and Holy Ghost. So what are you saying? We have what it takes. We got the power to deliverance. We have the power to help others. And if others are here, we have what it takes. Jesus Christ, the gospel. Hallelujah. The reason why we turn this water and fill it, we believe, we have faith.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, he said, what are you preaching? I'm preaching, if you need help, the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're here and you've got the gospel, you're a foot soldier or you're a soldier for Christ. It only takes you to wield that sword of yours. Kneel down and pray, and the power of God will come. Amen. And there'll be deliverance in the house. We got it. Hallelujah. I want to invite, preach the gospel to the poor. Poor in spirit. Send me to heal the brokenhearted. Are you broken up? Are you offended? Are you hurting on the inside? To preach deliverance. God can get you out of it. God can do it. Jesus Christ can do it. He can do it. And the recovering of the sight. Let me say a little. Amen. People are so blind to the gospel. When they look at the gospel of Jesus Christ, they see no fun. Don't do this. Don't do that. Can't go there. Can't go there. Everything you cannot. They are so blind.
They are so blind.
They cannot see it. But who do they see? They see you and I. And they said, I wonder why is he smiling? I wonder why is he so happy?
So happy.
Why is he dancing? What's going on? They go home and, you know, we go and review the whole day. And if something exciting, you mark it. Oh yeah. If something bad, you say, Donnie, I want to work. And my boss, he got on me. It wasn't my fault. And she's like, oh, that'll be all right, honey. We do go back in our days. You rewind. So today, somebody's going to go home, look at the mirror, or sit on the couch and say, I wonder what happened to those people. Why were they singing so happy? What's going on there? I'm telling you, we've got it. Hey, we got it. Hey, man, I want to open this altar as we all stand. Liberty to them that are bruised. Now we're going to touch a little bit on that. Liberty to them that are bruised. Right now, my right leg is bruised and it's hurting. I can walk faster if it was gone. I could go down the steps a lot faster if they were gone. I could move a lot better if it was gone, but I'm still moving.
Yeah.
Well, some church people, we can move a lot faster. We can work some better. Just got some bruises. Some bruises that don't need to be there. Why? Healing is in his hand. He can heal you.
Yes.
He can get rid of that bruise.
Yes.
Sometimes I wonder, why do we get mad when somebody in church gets hurt or kind of went bad and they repent the first day and then get up right after they repent and start jumping and worshiping God? Some people are like, hey, you hypocrite.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just got done do that and then now you're praising him and running out. Oh no, it's a miracle. He has healed me. He has got rid of my bruise. So I'm going to worship him. God can heal today. If you're here today and you're new, I want to invite all. Say, God, I didn't realize I got what it takes, like Apostle Paul. I'm ready to use it, God. Or God, I need help.
Oh, God, I need help.
Or I heard him talk about baptism. I'm going to baptize today. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Jeez.
I'll do it, God. I'll baptize. Why? You invest money for the future. I'm baptizing because I see my children in a dark world. Because I see my family heading the wrong way. I'm going to invest into the kingdom of God. Hey, man, I invite you to come up, young and old, all together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have what it takes to, amen, the gospel. We are the soldiers of Christ. Amen. There is healing in the house. You can be baptized today. Prayer warriors, raise your hand, raise your voice, cry out to God and call him. He goes tomorrow. He shall.